Leaders of the United States Department of Agriculture and the Environmental Protection Agency recently came together to announce an ambitious goal for the country to reduce the amount of food waste by 50% by the year 2030.
It's the first time the government has introduced a food waste reduction target here in the U.S., and it's happening because we throw out a lot of food. The government estimates that we waste about 31% of our food supply in the United States. Other reports suggest that numbers are even higher. So how do we start turning that around, and is it realistic to think we can cut that level of food waste by half in just 15 years?
Here with us now to try and answer these questions is Jonathan Bloom. He's a journalist and the author of American Wasteland, How America Throws Away Nearly Half of Its Food and What We Can Do About It. Jonathan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So this is a pretty significant goal here from the EPA and the USDA to cut the amount of food we waste in half, by 50%, that is, in 15 years. What was your first reaction to that, Jonathan?
I was impressed. It is a rather aggressive goal. I wasn't expecting it to be 50%. So that was my first reaction. And then since that time, I've started to wonder a bit about the specifics.
And what do we know about the specifics? I mean, with a goal like that, you got to have a plan. So what do we know about the plan?
Yeah, well, I'm still waiting to hear the plan, and so there's been a little disappointment on my end as to how we're going to reach that goal and what the specific steps are, but also where the funding will come from in order to enact some, hopefully many of the changes that might lead to less food waste in America.
Well, you've written a book on this. You're an expert. So if you were writing that plan, what would you have people do to get to that 50% cut?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd establish a firm baseline measure. You can't really know if you've reached a goal until you know what you're measuring that progress against. So I haven't seen anything on that end. But after you create that baseline goal, I'd love to see a bit more funding and policy to tackle the food waste issue. In particular, the farm level and the household level are the areas where the most food waste comes from. So targeting those two sectors of the food chain would make the most sense. And of course, enlisting help from food industry insiders wherever possible. So grocery stores are part of the solution, or can be part of the solution, whereas now they're part of the problem. In terms of specifics, I'd love to see a national landfill food waste ban, but making it illegal to throw away food waste. And I believe that one single step would have a dramatic impact on how we approach food at all levels of the food chain.
And I want to get back to that, but first I want to talk about the role in the federal government. They're the ones putting this out there, the EPA and the USDA. What do you think about the role of the federal government in calling for a reduction like this in food waste?
I definitely think there's a role for government in reducing food waste, and setting a goal is a nice starting point, but here's where the difficult work starts. And so coming up with a plan, I believe, is real leadership, as opposed to just setting a goal and putting it out there. And so what I call on in that opinion is looking at history and looking how in the 1990s the USDA had a National Food Waste Reduction Coordinator, and they had some plans and some policies in place to try to reduce food waste. And at present, there isn't one person in the federal apparatus whose role it is to focus on food waste.
So do you see that changing maybe if there is some money specifically allocated to this initiative? Do you think there need to be people in the federal government who specialize in just this one area?
Well, I think it couldn't hurt. I think having something like a food waste czar, as I called for in my book a few years back, I think that would really help dramatically. And simply rounding up all the willing participants and calling on all of the various federal agencies to play their part in the solution, that would have a major impact, in addition to letting the market and private industry play a role as well.
Now, you said that, in your estimation, having a landfill food waste ban could be the single most significant thing that we could do to cut down on food waste. How would that work?
Well, so Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Vermont have all set these state bans on landfill food waste, and they all vary in the details. But Vermont's actually is the one that I would emulate in that it applies to not just commercial food waste, but household food waste as well, and basically says we have to find a solution other than throwing away this food. So the first step there is to try to reduce the amount of wasted food we're creating. And after that, trying to find a good home for excess food through donations to nonprofit organizations, feeding hungry people. And then if we can't do that, feeding livestock, creating usable proteins through food waste. If we can't do that, then creating energy through anaerobic digestion is the next best step. Or composting after that. And so what that one piece of policy would do would be to kickstart all of those areas to provide more emphasis on donation of edible food, obviously getting people to maybe be more wise in their supply and demand equations. And then finally, it would really be an impetus for building up that composting infrastructure, building new facilities, and be a real kickstart for that composting industry.
We're talking with Jonathan Bloom right now. He's the author of American Wasteland. We're talking about a new initiative from the federal government to reduce the amount of food waste in America by 50% in 15 years. And Jonathan, why do you think it is that we waste so much food in this country?
Well, there's several reasons, but primarily it's abundance, beauty, and cost. And so those ABCs of food waste really prompt so much of our food to be wasted, about 40% of available food. Abundance speaks to the fact that we have about twice the amount of needed calories per person per year. And the beauty factor means that we want our food to look perfect, and anything that doesn't look just right, whether it's the wrong shape, size, or color, or certainly if it's started to be less than desirable in terms of being good or not, we're going to cast that aside. And the cost factor, while food prices have been increasing, when you look at the percentage of our household budget that goes toward food, no other nation spends as little on its food supply. And put simply, we don't tend to value what we don't spend much on.
So part of this is raising awareness in the public. And how do you convince people who are used to throwing lots and lots of stuff away, and we live in a package-heavy society, not just a food waste society, how do you convince people to start taking something like food waste seriously?
Yeah, I mean, that's the key question here. And we do live in a throwaway society, and throwing away food is just another indication of that notion. So primarily what I try to do is raise awareness on how much food is being discarded, how much food we are throwing away as individuals. And I find that shedding light on that sheer level of waste and the dollar impact that goes along with that tends to get most folks' attention. Now, ideally, taking into account the ethical and environmental implications of that food waste would be a real motivating factor. And with some folks, certainly it is. But frankly, dollars and cents speak loudly and speak louder than environmental and ethical concerns. So just telling people that they might be throwing away upwards of $2,000 for the average family of four, and that's going to get people's attention, and that's going to drive behavior change.
Well, what kind of behavior changes do we need? So your average family hears that $2,000, and of course everybody would rather have that in their bank account than in a landfill somewhere, but how do you start to cut down on what you throw away and start saving money?
Yeah, well, primarily it's being a smarter shopper and not buying food waste, essentially, by overbuying. And that might mean going to the store more often, buying less food each time. Or if you're going to make that weekly or biweekly shopping run, you have to be really disciplined. You have to plan meals, make a shopping list, and then actually stick to that list when just about everything in the store is pushing you into those impulse buys. And I know that sounds a bit like that sounds a bit nagging, and no one really wants to do that. But at the same time, we pay such close attention to the sales and the circulars for the supermarkets, but we don't factor in the cost of the food that we're not using. So I think just simply being aware of that is another huge strategy advantage for people to practice at home. And how you come to notice your food waste, I mean, that's not easy because our food waste does tend to just kind of go away. It doesn't really stick around. It's out with the trash or down the disposal. But simply composting or keeping a log of all the food you're throwing away, even if it's for a day or a week, that's going to really shed light on how much food you're throwing away and hence how much money you're wasting.
So this goal of cutting food waste in America by 50% in 15 years, do you think it goes far enough?
I think the current goal is sound. I think if it were more aggressive, it would be completely unreachable given our status quo with food waste. I think it's aggressive enough that it's going to get people's attention, and it's going to communicate that we have to change many of our ways with our food system. So I like it, and I think it's a great starting point, and now the key question is how do we reach that goal? And that's where our focus needs to be on these days.
Jonathan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Jonathan Bloom, journalist and author of American Wasteland. He joined us to talk about the EPA and USDA's goal to cut food waste in half by the year 2030.